U.S. President Donald Trump has urged lawmakers to pass legislation requiring proof of citizenship to vote, widely known as the SAVE Act, since at least 2024, including during his 2026 State of the Union address. In response, social media users and Democratic politicians have issued warnings about the legislation's potential impact on married women who take their husband's last name and may not have proof of citizenship documents that match their current legal name. In early 2026, House lawmakers passed the Save America Act, which builds on previous Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE, Act legislation. The bill would require both proof of citizenship to register to vote and photo ID to cast a ballot. The Save America Act still needs to pass the Senate to become law, which would require support from Democratic lawmakers that it does not have as of this writing. Many Americans' primary proof of citizenship is their birth certificate. If an applicant's birth certificate does not match the name on their photo ID, or the applicant does not have proof of citizenship documents and a photo ID, additional processes may be required. This could make it more difficult for some married women to vote, as well as many other groups. The legislation leaves the implementation of these laws up to the states, meaning different states could create processes with more requirements than the minimum standards set out in the bill. States have previously attempted to enact proof of citizenship voting laws, resulting in large numbers of citizens being denied the right to vote. In contrast, many states already have voter ID laws, which have had mixed results. On the 8th of March, 2026, U.S. President Donald Trump said he would block future bills until Congress passes the Save America Act, which would require proof of citizenship to register to vote. In his Truth Social post announcing the move, Trump said he wanted a gold version of the legislation that would include a ban on mail-in voting and several anti-trans provisions. As of this writing, none of those policies are in the most recent version of the Save America Act that House lawmakers passed on the 11th of February. The Senate must pass the legislation before it can become law, which had not happened as of this writing. The president has called for lawmakers to pass Save Act-style policies since at least 2024, citing false claims of widespread voter fraud in American elections. In response, Democratic politicians and social media users have raised alarms about the potential impact of Show Your Papers legislation on voting rights. Some posts said the legislation would make it harder for married women to vote. Others claimed it would prevent people who have changed their names, like married women who take their husband's last name, from voting altogether. Snopes readers also asked about both the Save Act and the Save America Act's potential impact on voting rights for women. One reader asked if Vice President J.D. Vance, who has gone by several different names, would be able to vote under the Save Act. We first confirmed in February 2025 that the Save Act is a real bill requiring documentary proof of American citizenship to register to vote. U.S. Representative Chip Roy of Texas initially introduced the bill. The Save America Act builds on the original language of the Save Act and would add additional requirements, such as requiring voters to present photo identification when casting a ballot, both in person and by mail. For many Americans, documentary proof of citizenship is a birth certificate. But if the bill passes, citizens using a birth certificate to prove citizenship would need to present it alongside a government-issued photo ID. If the documents do not match, applicants would either have to produce additional documentation or a signed affidavit attesting to their name change. This could make voting harder for married women who have taken their husband's last name, as well as Americans who change their names for any other reason. Additional requirements would also exist for voters without proof of citizenship documents or photo ID. The legislation leaves many processes for proving citizenship up to the states, which could mean states might impose different requirements. Experts also worry that in the case of the legislation passing, widespread confusion among both voters and election officials may further hinder voting access, especially because the bill does not allocate any funding to implement the new requirements. While Congress only has authority over federal elections, the Save America Act may also impact state and local elections. That is because states, which administer their own elections, tend to follow federal requirements for all elections so that officials do not have to use two different processes for elections happening on the same ballot, according to Eliza Swerin Becker, Deputy Director of the Elections Program at the Brennan Center, who spoke via phone call. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said during the 10th of March news conference that there was zero validity to claims that the Save America Act would make it harder for married women to vote, and called it a myth created by Democrats and perpetuated, unfortunately, by many in the mainstream media. Here is everything you need to know about the Save America Act and its impact on your right to vote if it becomes law.